The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDAI. This is pretty damn cool. Apparently, scientists have a smart light that they think could test Ebola in less than a half an hour and could be operated by any of us. Much better than this whole questionnaire, check your temperature type of thing. I guess it's like the size of a shoebox and could be shipped to West Africa, and I guess it reflects a light. And the light is supposed to be able to spot the Ebola virus in a sample. This is very, very interesting. Really, really cool. Right now, they say the fluorescent label-based virus detection methods, right? Where you send something through the system, it has a fluorescent label, being able to light up, tell you if they have it. You need expensive lab equipment, a lot of sample preparation, transport processing, extensive training. It's expensive. Well, Boston University has apparently spent the last 5 years advancing this particular solution, and they say it could be used to diagnose Ebola and other hemorrhagic fever diseases in countries that are very limited resources. Finally, somebody who was working on this before it turned into a crisis. Now, they say the first demonstration of this concept was described at the American Chemical Society journal Nano Letters in 2010, developed by ENG Research Group led by Salim Unlu, a professor of biomedical, electrical, and computer engineering, material science engineering. Whew! All right, a lot of big things. And anyway, they were working on that for the H1N1 virus. It showed the ability to pinpoint and size single H1N1 viruses. Now the like, well, we could use that for Ebola. So after 4 years of refining the instrumentation with collaboration of John Connor, School of Medicine, professor of microbiology, etc., the team has demonstrated the simultaneous detection of multiple viruses in blood serum samples, especially the viruses genetically modified to mimic behavior of Ebola, Marburg, etc. And this could be huge. So basically, it's kind of the size of a shoebox, all right? And it'll shine light from multicolored LED sources on these little viral nanoparticles bound to the sensor surface by a coating of virus-specific antibodies. Interference of light reflected from the surface will be modified by the presence of the particles, making a distinct signal that reveals the size and the shape of each particle. The sensor surface is pretty large, and it can capture a lot of the responses of up to a million nanoparticles. Now, okay, what does that mean? Well, I guess it means we have a better chance at screening somebody for Ebola than just taking a temperature and hoping they check the right box. So this is the first time that'll detect nanoscale viral particles. How expensive is this machine? I don't know. But if they are able to have something like this, all right, in an airport or whatever, and it takes 30 minutes, I think a lot of people would much rather have a 30-minute test than a 21-day quarantine. So, now, you know, some of you have written me, okay, is Ebola starting to be on the mend? Are they starting to contain it? They are still suspecting that 1.4 million people in Liberia and Sierra Leone could be infected with Ebola. All right, even though right now we appear to be hearing only sporadic cases in the U.S. and Europe, et cetera, it is still a major issue there. And so if we have at least 150 people coming to the United States each day, 150 is not a lot, by the way, but if people want to flee this virus, we're going to see a lot more. We need to come up with a better way of screening and containing. Now, we know Chris Christie and Del Blasio of New York mayor has been getting a lot of heat in terms of Ebola quarantines and what they've suggested. One headline was unapologetic Christie as nurse heads back to Maine, and Chris Christie is trying to fight an Ebola panic that doesn't really exist. Okay. Nobody should be panicking. And we don't want it to get to a panic. That's why we need to figure out some sort of way to not let Ebola come into the country. I'm not excited about keeping people locked up for 3 weeks with no TV. I think that's ridiculous. However, I don't want Ebola here in this country. So if a doctor, such as the one that is currently being treated at Bellevue Hospital, can come into the United States feeling fine and then inadvertently expose people to Ebola as he starts to come down with symptoms, anybody can, especially those that might not have taken as tight of precautions as he thought he was doing. So as far as I'm concerned, we need to do a few things. One is educate, not panic, but educate, okay? Make people aware that just because we may not hear about it on Fox or CNN or MSNBC doesn't mean it's not out there. So make sure you educate. Number two, you limit access. Try to avoid, okay, exposure and limit exposure. We either limit exposure by controlling the travel, quarantining, testing, any of that sort. On the other end, you limit travel or exposure on your end. Keep your hands washed. Don't be licking other people's stuff. I don't know. Now, if you're going to have sex with somebody, make sure they're Ebola-free, etc. All right? But don't add to the what I'm really, really worried about is there's going to be a lot of politics, and there's going to be a lot of media exploitation. And it is confusing people to the point where I even had reporters say, this is just a bunch of hype. This was before it started. And, well, it's not going to come to America. Well, yes, it will. I mean, we're talking about a virus. You know, I'm going back to my medical school days and my virology and microbiology days. I'm trying to ignore what I'm hearing on CNN and Fox and the media. Just going back to that, it's common sense that the virus is going to come. It's going to incubate. It's going to sit. It's going to come out. It's going to sneak out. Some people are going to be immune. Some people aren't. TV doesn't make this virus or outbreak happen. The virus does. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. There is another crisis that's been looming that I don't know if we want to call it a health crisis or an economic crisis, a sociological crisis, but there's something I've been seeing with my patients. I haven't even seen it with my own staff, and I've been hearing it over and over again from my listeners, and it's a crisis between employee-employer, and it's not good, and it might have stemmed from the recession. That's when I saw a big change in my staff, and a big change, you know, with what my patients have reported was happening with their employers, etc. But I think this is going to be something that is, I don't know how it's going to culminate. And the strain we are having between employee and employer may lead to something revolutionary and not in a good sense. And I don't know what needs to be done. But, for example, this headline came out the other day. Americans forfeited over $50 billion a year in vacation time. They wouldn't take their paid vacation. They wouldn't. And this is according to a study from Oxford Economics, commissioned by the U.S. Travel Association and sponsored by American Express. Tied to the office, they leave more and more paid time off unused. They found U.S. workers forfeiting 4.9 days out of 21 days paid vacation annually, totaling 169 million days across the workplace. This is a report based on monthly current population survey and reported by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Now, this is the least amount of time of vacation time taken by U.S. workers in 40 years. From 1976 to 2000, workers used 20.3 days of vacation each year. Since then, the number has dropped precipitously, with workers reporting just 16 days used in 2013 and workers who forfeited 11 days plus annually. Now, those who did are more likely to suffer from stress. They found that the drop-off started even earlier than the 2008 recession. Okay? Why would even this be a big deal? Why would this reflect on my first point? Okay? People are afraid to take their time off. They are afraid. Okay? One is they still have stress. Okay? They have usually colleagues are still calling them for a work-related matter. They feel like they still have to work. They still have to work. So why be off? Now, by the way, that's one reason why I work over Christmas vacation, except for that Thursday, over Thanksgiving vacation, Christmas vacation on the weekends. My days off are so full of phone calls and labs and all that, I just might as well show up to work and see the patients. All right? I don't get days off. And it looks like a lot of people don't feel that way, too. If they take off, that they're getting hounded by work. Now, why is that now an issue and not before? Well, remember, with the recession, a lot of you guys got fired. And rather than there being a 20-person team, many of you guys went down to a 10-person team. So now, if one of those people are out, you have no redundancy. You have nobody else to cover that. Now, I mean, in our office, we always have to hire extra and double duty. And the other people, they get upset by that. They don't want to train somebody else to know their job because they're afraid if they lose their job. I've seen that. I've had staff where they won't teach anybody else their job because they're afraid they'll lose it. But then they call in sick and nobody could do their job. And we don't allow that. We make sure there's at least two or three people at all times able to do a single job in that office. It's expensive to do it that way, by the way. It's expensive. But we have too many people call in for a variety of reasons, so we need to know that there's somebody there. I don't want people that have called out getting called. Unfortunately, a lot of them don't share information, and we do. We do have to call them. And it frustrates me. So that's one of the reasons. Another is one out of five report that they still get contacted by their boss. Many feel that if they do leave, they will be found as expendable. They don't want to rock the boat. Many companies have a quote-unquote employment at will doctrine where they could fire workers for no reason. Unless, of course, there's a union or a written contract or if their firing is discriminatory. So somebody calls in multiple times, or it's deemed that, and there's no law, there's no standard. How many times is too much times to call in? You could be fired, all right? You know, we found people that call in on a Tuesday and Wednesday are not as inclined to get fired as those that call in on a Monday and a Friday. Maybe it's because people think they're lying. Maybe it's because Monday and Friday are the busiest days. But, you know, there's no standard. So now we have employees fearful of taking their paid leave. Employers give paid leave, and you feel very intimidated by taking it. What is wrong with this situation? Now you're not getting the leave. You're coming to work sick. You feel overworked. This is an issue. Other things kind of hurting the employee-employee relationship. And any ideas you guys have on how to fix this? What do we need to do to fix employee-employer relationship, loyalty, et cetera? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Money dictates everything. And money, unfortunately, will dictate the relationship. So when Obamacare came into play, it put a lot of strain. But it was not the strain to the degree as the recession did. And when, it's a shame. I saw jobs fire people to try to stay afloat, and they still couldn't stay afloat. I can't tell you how many offices and restaurants, et cetera, you see what happened. You just saw the death of the company. And they tried to save some staff. They tried to save others. They tried to save themselves. And we started to see an every man for themselves or a core group survivalist attitude. I told you how we had nurses come to us that were making $25 an hour at their old jobs, and they said they were the first ones fired. All right? And they were the first ones fired because people could hire MAs for $9, $10 an hour. So why would they keep a $25 an hour employee? I would keep them if they're good, obviously. But if you can't afford them, it doesn't matter how much you like them. And how do you ask a $25 employee to go down to a $10 an hour pay rate? So people who put in years and dedicated service and got raises and got promotions were the first ones on the chopping block when the recession happened. So I have patients right now, still to this day, we're in 2014, still feeling like there is no consistency and no security in their job. And they are 1,000% right. They are. I can't tell you how much I see. I mean, I've seen good people fired. And my job as a doctor is I tell them, look, you know, don't take it personally. It wasn't you. There, you know, there's a very good theory that the better you were at your job and the more valuable, the quicker you lost the job because they couldn't afford you. You see people in the entertainment industry. I mean, look at reality TV. Reality TV is a product of what's happening. Rather than paying, like remember Friends was asking for $1 million an episode, each actor on Friends? Reality TV, many of them don't get a dime. TV companies can now make TV without paying somebody. You know, it's a whole new world we live in now. So many of you don't have pensions. Many of you don't have paid leave. Or if you do have paid leave, you're afraid to take it. We talked about that. I talked about how many people are afraid to take off because then either the boss realizes how much they need them or how much they don't need them. And it's always a time for the other employees to shine. Whenever I have a staff member, call in on a Monday, every Monday, somebody's calling in or coming in late or whatever. You see the other staff people come right to bat. It's some of the best work ethic I see when someone else is gone. I used to do that as a kid. My brother and sister would get in trouble and then I would all of a sudden look exemplary. And I used that momentum to look like the best kid ever. And boy, did my brother and sister hate me. And they should have. But that's what we're seeing. So now you have your coworkers going, look, if you're going to fire somebody, not me, look at me. I'm here. I'm at work. 1-877-DOC-DALI. What do? To improve employee-employer relationships. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm going to be speaking at UNLV, teaching students how to get through their interview, whether it's through a job, whether it's postgraduate, because there's a way to deal with people, and there's a way to communicate and let them know that you're on the same page, that you're not trying to hide anything, that you're there for them. And this is something I want to kind of convey to you guys. For those of you afraid that you're in a situation where you may get fired or you're afraid that you can't take personal leave, etc., I want to teach you how to approach that. One of you over the break suggested retreats. These employee-employer retreats help bonding. That's great. That's those are wonderful, but if your job doesn't provide those, that may not work. And you know, just because you go to happy hour, let's say with your boss and stuff, that still won't really hold a lot of juice for you, if you will, if their boss is giving them, you know, crap about the bottom line and they have to make cuts, okay? One thing I would do is look back at the situation, wherever you're working and whatever you're doing, and try to figure out what it is that they need. So, for example, if it's a radio station or a TV station or a accounting firm, etc., understand that that boss has to show certain amounts of numbers or a profit margin or a gain, okay? Understand what their job is. One thing a lot of people like and secretly wish they had was a, I don't want to use the word personal assistant, but a kind of like a right-hand man, like a first mate, okay? We all kind of wish we had that, that is in it for the long haul, that's not going to want to take our job, nothing like that. And it's difficult because usually at some point somebody does try to take your job and that's a whole another issue. But let's say you're just one of a variety of numbers and you think that your boss will just callously fire you at the next time they get a bad fiscal report. My suggestion would be to sit down and depending on, it really, really depends on what type of job you're doing. Okay, but find out what they need. And what you could do to make their job easier so you have a secure job. And be as honest as possible so they don't think you are vying for their job. Now, honesty, I mean, nowadays, if an employee comes up to a boss and says something like that, most likely the boss is going to be like, nah, is this for real, really? But I think this is the way we need to slowly start going about it. So, let's say I was afraid I was going to get fired. Okay? I would go to my boss and go, all right, here's the situation. Okay? I love this job and I got a family to support. So I want to know what you expect from me and what I could do to help you keep your job. Because if I have a job at the grace of you, then I want to make sure both you and I are working here for a long time. What needs to be done on my level? And what could I help you with for your level? So what, you know, the suits are happy with us and we are doing what we need to. Because I am so afraid that if there's a bad quarter, I could lose my job. And I got a family to support and I want to be able to, you know, have the security. What needs to be done? You tell me what needs to be done. And I'm here to listen. Now, yeah, you don't have to say it as like that. I mean, I'm sure there's a better, more macho way of doing it. But you see the point I'm trying to make, okay? And you don't have to tell them, okay, you know, how do you get fired? You don't need to do it that way. But go, look, I want to make sure you're doing well in your position. And that's going to happen if we do our job. So what needs to be done so we don't get a surprise or I don't get a surprise that something wasn't done or I was working on the wrong thing, etc. They go, well, honestly, we need to keep profit margin down. We need to make sure we're getting sales. We need to stop the bleeding. There's too much financial bleeding. We need to stop this. We need to do X, Y, and Z. Got it. Now, is there anything more beyond what I could do? I had a nurse that did that once. Okay? She came up and she said, doctor, I know you want labs pulled, this. What could I do to make your job easier? Is there any way we could head a lot of this stuff off at the pass? You talked about making sure we log on first day. Can I make a log? Can I do that? Can I tell me what you ideally want? What are your ideals? Because I want to make that happen. And I was like, damn, this person knows exactly what makes me tick. All right. And I didn't feel like my job was threatened. I didn't feel, you know, I was like, thank you. Thank you. You know, when it comes to sales, we need to make sure we make sales. We need to whatever. And let's say there are problems. Okay. You know, say, look, can I help you brainstorm? Okay. I know this is my job title. I'm supposed to be working here, but I want to know that I have a job. And if we're all benefiting, what could I do? Can I help you guys? Can I help you brainstorm? should we get a group of us together and brainstorm and make this work? But an employee showing an employer that they're not just there for a paycheck, but they are there for as a team, for the family, so to speak. Now, sometimes that sounds very cliche, which is why I had said bring up that you want to make sure you have the security of a job. Why would somebody care about paper ink? Really? You look at paper ink like a family? They won't believe that. Don't lie. Don't fall in love with your cubicle, okay? That's not realistic. But you telling them, look, I need a future here, and I need to have this job for a long time because I got a family to support. So, yeah, this is my second home. I am going to build this home. I am going to nurture it. I am going to take care of it. I'm going to bandage up what has to be bandaged up. All right? This is my second home because I need this as a job. I need this place to exist. That is going to mean a lot more to your employer, and they don't think you're BSing or lying. Because now you show, because, you know, everyone always looks for an ulterior motive. Well, now they know. You don't want to lose your job. Okay? You don't want to lose your job. How much more motivation do they need? So, that's my phone. So, shut up. Okay. So, you know, put your cards out on the table. Now, if anybody fires you for that, then they're an idiot. Or they were going to fire you anyway. Okay? But the honesty, the communication, another thing you could do with your sick leave. Let's say you have sick, it would be really good if you guys get paid for the sick leave not used. That's what we do. Anybody who doesn't use their sick leave, they get it in the check at the end of the year. But, that's another thing I taught you guys about, you know, being worried about calling in sick during flu season. You know, again, same idea. Look, if I get the flu from my kid, and I hope I don't, got my flu shot, I'm doing everything Dr. Dahlia says on the radio. Who's Dr. Dahlia? Oh, she's like the best doctor on the radio. You've got to hear her show. It's like an awesome show. Really? Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Really? Oh, yeah. Okay. Anyway. All right. I don't want to use any of my sick leave. Okay? I'm here to work. However, if I get sick, all right, what do you need me to do? Do you need a doctor's note? What do you need? Can I work from home? I mean, if I'm feeling up to it. But I'm hoping to not use my sick leave, but I'm hearing there's a bad flu season. Crap. You know, and let them know. Okay? Unfortunately, I have staff that, you know, do it their way where, you know, there may be a chance I may be getting sick next Friday because one of my nieces is going to come over and she always has a cold. So I'm so worried I'm going to start feeling bad Friday afternoon of the 3-day weekend. Really? Really? That's a bunch of bullcrap. Alright? Communicate. That's the key. The maker of operation needs an operation himself and can't afford it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yeah, let's go to the phone lines. We got Jesse calling from New Jersey. Hey, Jesse.
Oh, I was wondering why if a person needs a blood transfusion normally, they have to match the blood type. But it seems with these Ebola blood transfusions, they're not even attempting to match blood types. I wondered why that was.
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, they were, well, it depends. I mean, if some of them are already universal recipients, like type AB, you know, some people are type A, some people are type B, some are type AB. I don't know what Wright Ball or Brantley's blood type was. They didn't. Have you heard of anybody's blood types being mentioned in the news, Jesse?
No, not at all, but it just got me wondering because, you know, I've known people that needed blood transfusions for other cases, and you always have to see that you get the right blood. And here it just seems like anybody could give to anybody, you know?
Right. Well, what they may be doing, and again, don't quote me, is what they may be doing is separating the blood cells from the plasma so that you don't have as many of the antigens. And then the plasma would have the antibodies and giving that component as opposed to giving whole blood. I believe what they're doing is they're giving the component that has the antibodies, but not the actual blood cells, and then they're monitoring them for a transfusion reaction. That's my guess. But that's a great question,
Jesse.
Yeah, that
sounds right, because otherwise it seemed a little strange to me, you know?
Exactly, exactly. Now, thanks for calling, Jesse. Great question. Yeah, you know, when it comes to blood, you know, they were talking about how Thomas Duncan could not get a transfusion. And we weren't sure why, what was going on with that. And so some of us thought it might have been an incompatibility issue. Some of us thought, well, maybe they just don't have anything ready. They didn't have ZMAP. I'm still being asked why Thomas Duncan in Dallas died, whereas no one else did, thus far that we've treated here in America. I'm not sure. We're not getting the whole story. We don't know. But that's a great question. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of the most annoying games that I played back in the 1980s and 70s was Operation, right? And no, that game did not make me want to become a doctor. No. In fact, it freaked me out about doing surgery because I never was able to get all... I still, to this day, being in my 40s, can't take out that little white bone. Or what, wasn't there a funny bone? Didn't they have like a funny bone on there? I need to take a look and make sure it's accurate, because if not, I need to write the company. But the idea behind it was really smart. The only thing is it would really freak kids out, because if you touch the side, it would like bzz, bzz. And it was a smart idea. Well, John Spinello is known for creating this game. Okay? Unfortunately, he, being 77 years old, needs oral surgery. And the oral surgery is estimated to cost $25,000. Now, even though the game has earned over $40 million since it debuted back in 1965, Spinello at the time sold the rights to the game for $500. He sold it to toy designer Marvin Glass, who promised Spinello, then a college student, a job after graduation. Unfortunately, Spinello never got the job. Now, he said he's not bitter. He plans to auction the original prototype of the game later this year to make money for his operation. Other friends have set up a crowdfunding campaign. You see something like this, and it's so frustrating. I can't tell you how many show ideas I pitched a while back. And it was very difficult to kind of copyright, et cetera, you know, ideas. You'd have to kind of make a prototype or an actual, and people, you know, but, you know, having somebody take your idea and then it get all blown up. And it's nice to see your idea do that, but somebody else taking the credit and getting the money for that. But he technically sold the rights. Unfortunately, now he can't afford his own operation. I was listening to Mark and Mercedes in the morning. They were definitely bringing me back down memory lane on games they used to play in the past. And I liked Mr. Mouth. I told you guys, I think Mr. Mouth was really cool. The mouth would open and close. That was a big game. I decided to look up the 100 best board games of all times. I don't know if Mr. Mouth or Operation would be considered a board game, but the number one board game of all time, still up at number one, is chess. I'm excited for that. I have to admit, I love some of these chess sets that we now see. Lord of the Rings, Game of Thrones. These chess sets are gorgeous. Big fan of chess. Great. Monopoly comes next. Scrabble, and then Risk. Now, Risk, I thought was brilliant. I'm having trouble following the newer board, but in the olden days, that's how I learned my geography, and still to this day, when I think back to my geography, it's the Risk game. Kamchatka, Japan, you always wanted Kamchatka or Japan. And then you wanted to take over North America because that was your access to Asia. And Australia, what, there was only two? You only got two extra men for owning Australia? I don't remember. But great game because you learned something. This one, Settlers of Catan, not sure what that is. Cluedo, not sure what that is. Ticket to Ride, Battleship. Trivial Pursuit, I didn't like. Trivial Pursuit came in number 9. I didn't like Trivial Pursuit because I couldn't answer a lot of the questions. Chinese Checkers, to this day, I do not know how to play Chinese Checkers. I've never learned how to play Chinese Checkers. Then came at number 11, Dominion, Stratego, Apples to Apples, Puerto Rico, Carcassonne. Sorry came in number 16. Sorry. Remember, you'd bust up one of your teammates' moves or your competitor's men and had to put it back somewhere, and you're like, sorry. It was a cool-looking board. Pandemic, Backgammon I liked, Agricola, and then Axis and Allies. Axis and Allies was way cool. Then there was a game called Go. I don't know if I ever played that one. Seven Wonders, Power Grid, Game of Life, Akram Horus, Small World, Dixit, Twilight Struggle, Battlestar Galactica. Sorry, never played the Battlestar Galactica. There's a Game of Thrones game. Let me see what else. Trouble, nah. What other games? I'm trying to think. I loved playing my Light Bright. I loved my Big Wheel. I had a Betty Crocker bake set, but if my mom didn't buy all the cookies and stuff, or the stuff to make, I couldn't really make or do anything with it, so that was pretty frustrating. Operation, definitely not one of my, Life. I did not like Life. Somebody always kicked my butt. And Monopoly, I got sick of. I think I played Monopoly too much, and my sister would cheat. 1-877, Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A couple was having sex in the ocean. An Italian couple. They decided to, while they were sitting there, or in the water, decide to have sex. They thought they could be private, nobody would look. All right, romantic, I guess. Unfortunately, they got stuck together because there was some sort of a suction. So, unfortunately, it was very painful. So they had to yell for somebody near the shore to get them a towel. There was a woman walking past. She offered them a towel. They struggled back to the shore. A doctor was called to the beach at Porto San Giorgio, Italy. Unfortunately, the case was so severe that he could not extract the two. So they took them to the emergency room at a local hospital. There, the woman was given an injection that would dilate the uterus because she had something called, a clamping down. It's called penis captivus, and where the muscles of the vagina clamp down on the penis much more firmly than usual. Unfortunately, it's kind of like a priapism thing except for the vagina. So, they got loose. I don't think they're going swimming anytime soon. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.